you were to draw a circle around that, a mile in all directions, you would not find one in four native-born American. I'm surprised you didn't know that. Those apartments are full of all. That just seems to be an area now where foreigners feel comfortable.
What about other religious groups? Where they, you think Morningside would be?
Morningside is, I would say, is basically Jewish. And, of course, the black section is Christian. The only other religious groups that I know of would be around Broadview Plaza, where you would have whatever religions, you know, I don't know what religions the Orientals would have. They probably have all kinds. They'd probably be mostly Christian since they live in here.
Are there any specific names for these areas that only an Atlantan would know, that an outsider might not know? Did you all used to refer to them in a specific way?
No, Morningside was the name that was given the subdivision when it was originally developed back in the early 1930s, but we just know now that there are more older Jewish people in Morningside than anything else. The younger Jewish people are living all around, still in groups, but the groups are not all together.
Okay.
And there used to be another black section, but now they tore all that up when they built the stadium. That's where the former poorest black section was.
Did it have a name?
No. No, it never did. Oh, there used to be, there was some little bitty areas within it, like Buttermilk Bottoms, that's the only one I can remember right now, but there were some names to some sections of it that were maybe just a couple of blocks in size. But we didn't have a whole area like, you know, you'd say wide.